If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where we discuss all kinds of random awesomeness, true crime, ghost stories, and interesting things that I find online. Hosted by me, a stand-up comedian in her studio apartment, because I'm doing so well in life. So what's going on in my life, you didn't ask? Well, I had another week where every day seemed like Monday. You ever have like one of those weeks where the entire week seems like one busy, long-ass day? Thank the good man upstairs for margaritas, because they saved a lot of lives this week. I gotta be honest with you. So last week we had our true crime episode, and no one was murdered, though. Nobody was murdered, or no one was kidnapped, at least not to my knowledge. But we talked about D.B. Cooper, the man who skyjacked a plane, stole a shit ton of money, and has never been caught. The case is still unsolved to this day. Made the FBI look like a fool. Like a fool! It was an interesting episode, it really was. And if you haven't heard it yet, make sure you check it out. So this week, we gonna get freaky in here. So let's talk sex stuff. I'm such a grown up. Specifically, we'll be looking into some interesting, well, sex fetishes. Yeah, really some strange sex fetishes. We're gonna talk about that. Now, some would call them weird. I call them not for me. I haven't had, you know, sex in a while, but I can remember being into regular sex. Oh, and by the way, Mom, now is a good time to stop listening, okay? But before I embarrass my mother, leave me a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts. The more reviews I get, the better chance I have to reach new listeners, which I would freaking love. So, you know, I'm just out here chasing my audible dreams, you know what I'm saying? So help a sister out. Also, pro silly listeners, if you're catching up on my older episodes, you can always share your thoughts about them on my podcast Twitter page at It's Pro Silly. Oh, and we have an Instagram too, y'all. So, yay us. It's also called at It's Pro Silly. You can visit us there. ITSPRO and then the word silly. So from now on, the Instagram page will have photos and or videos pertaining to the episodes. And, I'll be posting some older stuff on there too, and some random silly things there as well. So yeah, take a look as you listen along. This will probably be a very interesting one, though, on Instagram. Sex fetish Instagram post. I may need to download an app to blur some photos. I don't know. Oh my goodness. I also have some other fun posts on there as well, so make sure you guys go and check that out. And if you want, you can always leave me a message or text my Google Voice number as well and share your opinion on an episode, or maybe you just want to call in and say, "What's up, Jones?" You know what I'm saying? 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Okay, now that I've done the intro, sex stuff. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm such an adult. So, I feel like it's super clear that this episode isn't for kids, but I'll say it anyway. This episode isn't for kids. There, I said it. All right. We're going to be discussing sex fetishes, so might want to tell the kiddies to go play Monopoly or something. Do kids still play Monopoly? Board games need to be brought back into the family, okay? I'm just saying. I miss a good game night. I really do. All right, moving on. I don't even know where that came from. I guess it's just how I feel. So, who knows what a fetish is? Well, I'll tell you. According to Oxford Dictionary, it defines the word fetish as a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular object, item of clothing, or part of the body. Now, usually, something happened in your adolescence that would bring about these fetishes. Doesn't that just sound sexy? Now, the internet definitely kept me busy for this episode. So, what turns you on? What gets you going? Me? Well, I don't remember. It's been a while. But, people are into different things. Some I understand, and some I just can't personally get on board with. Just can't. But turns out there are a lot of fetishes out there. Some I didn't even know existed. Man, the world is insane, and the internet allows us to be connected to all of it. Thank you, internet. Now, some people are into food with sex or role play, but in this episode, we're going to look into some fetishes many of you probably didn't know existed. Same here. So let's dig in, shall we? Oh, and by the way, I will definitely say all these words incorrectly, okay? I'm not a scientist, and I'm sure many of you are aware that reading is hard. So, it's hard. Now, a lot of you may be aware of foot fetishes. Okay, now that one seems to be the butt of many jokes. And I'm just not really into feet, so I don't really get that either. But these other fetishes make foot fetishes seem normal, I must say. So, let's start off with something light. As I always do with these new topics. the first one I want to discuss is something called diaper bondage. Yeah. diaper bondage. Yep. This is my way of dipping our toes into the pool of what the fuck. It's super cold, by the way. So diaper bondage is a type of role play in which someone pretends to be an infant. Yes. An infant, a baby. Yes, you heard me correctly. The person will even wear a diaper while they act like a baby. They want to be nurtured by their sexual partner. This is known as adult baby syndrome or infantilism. It's hard to say. Infantilism. I told you guys, I was going to fuck up these words. Just, You know what? Leave me alone. I know someone who can't say the word aluminum. I have another friend who has a hard time saying the word cinnamon. So, what's the supercalifragilistic expialidocious? I think I said that right. I don't really know. So anyways, they drink from bottles and wear diapers as part of their sexual routine. So this is so weird to me. Their partner will feed them and change their diaper, and I cannot. Oh my gosh. I have no problem admitting that I have no idea what the fuck. If any of my listeners are into any of these fetishes that we mentioned today, please understand that I'm not judging you. But there is a reason why a lot of people tend to keep their fetishes to themselves, okay? Because it's just out of the ordinary, a little bit. But acting like a grown ass baby in a diaper is just where I cross the line personally. I'm also super hoping that they don't take that role too far and shit themselves in their diapers. Oh God. I don't know about you guys, okay, but I saw two girls, one cup, and that shit is gross. Okay, how does that even work? Do you change their diaper first and then have sex? Like, what's the order? I don't even know. I don't want to know. I guess they're also into breastfeeding too, I'm assuming. I don't really know how far this goes. I guess it's up to the diaper people, adult diaper wearers. I don't know. This is so weird. Okay. Okay, now, I've heard of this next one. I don't know a whole lot about them, but they call themselves furries. Now, furries are people who are interested in the anthropomorphic. Okay, these are some big ass words today. Look out, SAT. Okay. They're anthropomorphic animal characters with human personalities and characteristics. So it's pretty much like people who wear super expensive animal mascot costumes and they like to get it on animal style. But from what I understand, not every furry is into it like for the sex. It's about confidence as well for a lot of them, for what I understand. Now, some furries wear these amazing costumes. Like, they're so great. Like, they gotta be expensive. There's no way. Because some of them will talk, and the mouths of the animal head costumes, you know, they move as they speak. So that's gotta be expensive. Now, and some of them just wear animal paraphernalia, like animal ears or tails. It's almost as if they have, like, a second life within the furry community. And yes, there is a furry community, and it looks like it's been going on since like the late 70s, I believe. And they have conventions all over the world these days. And within this community, people feel as if they relate to animals. I believe the furries that do enjoy having sex with their costumes on, they call it yiffing. I don't know. Was that weird? Yeah. I know for a fact that there are a few of them that enjoy hanging out at the old LA Zoo here in Los Angeles. And the abandoned zoo no longer houses animals, you know, because, you know, it's an abandoned zoo. But I remember going there last year to do a paranormal investigation for my YouTube channel, which is called Professionally Silly as well. But I just started a new channel called Paranormal Blacktivity. Yeah, it's about to get real. Okay, that's just another time we'll talk about that. So anyways, I was there to do a paranormal investigation at the old LA Zoo because, you know, it's haunted as fuck. And while I was filming with my friend Rita, we noticed that there were furries that were at the park. And I managed to get just some footage of them. But I was like, I was super shocked too. Like, it was just like super random to see adults in like full animal costume out there. I was not expecting that. I was not, you know. So this next fetish is interesting. And I'll be honest, I had no idea that this one existed either. Get ready for me to go ahead and destroy this one as well. Okay, here we go. Agamatifolia. That's wrong. Agamatilifia. No, I'm adding letters that aren't there. Okay, hold on. Let me sound it out. Agamatophilia. Agamatophilia. I feel like I'm still saying it wrong. Anyways, it's the attraction of inanimate objects or structures. I tried super hard to say that. We sounded it out together, but I couldn't get it. Look it up. So these people, they're into dolls, mannequins, and statues, which are usually nude, you know? But then there's another side of that. There is objectophilia, which is when a person develops a strong emotional and or sexual relationship with an inanimate object. Yeah, I gotta be honest, I don't completely understand, but I guess a lot of women do. I mean, dildos, right? But those are sex toys, so they are technically inanimate objects, but they're inanimate objects that you're supposed to have sex with, so I guess that's okay. This just got weird. Okay. I got weird? No, it's been weird for quite some time. But I can say that while I was doing the research for this episode, I came across it a lot. A lot of psychological reasons that could lead to certain fetishes. And I was taking a look at psychologytoday.com, and they shared a story about a woman who has a small sculpture that looks like a Greek statue. You know, like with the tall, you know, with the tiny little penis and the like muscular body and shit. And she enjoys reading and talking to it and keeping it close by. You know, they watch TV and eat dinner together. She kisses and caresses him and has fantasies of them vacationing together and shit. I'm talking about like a little miniature Greek statue. That's, it might literally be about the size of a remote control. Oh, well, she's probably doing something with that. They even discuss another woman on psychologytoday.com, another woman who is in love with the Statue of Liberty, just head over heels for it. I don't know. I don't get it. She's not my type. I mean, I'm totally into chicks, but I don't know. She doesn't have an ass, you know, no titties. I just don't get it. Anywho, it also says that the behavior can manifest itself in many forms, including actual sexual contact with these body-shaped objects. So, yeah, things are happening in the world. There are people out there attracted to roller coasters, dolls, statues, elevators, lamps, and so much more. I remember watching a show on TLC, an episode of Strange Sex or Strange Addiction or something strange. I think it was Strange Addiction. And this guy was sexually attracted to his car. I mean, this guy was in an exclusive relationship with his car. There's no other way to explain that. He was hugging it and kissing on it, caressing it. It's been a long time since someone's done that to me. I'm kind of jealous of this car, but I don't remember what kind of car it was, but I do remember it being red, and he named it Chase. He named it Chase and used the pronoun he when referring to it. So I guess he was only into boy cars. I don't know. This whole thing is confusing to me. I think the dude's name was like Nathan or Nathaniel. I'm almost positive he went by Nathaniel. Listen, I understand when your parents name you something. It is okay if someone calls you, shortens it, Nate or Nathan. But don't be a weird person and be like, my name's Nathaniel. What the fuck? See, people like that do like to sleep with their cars. I don't understand. Okay. But it's, the whole thing is confusing to me. He makes love to it. He makes love to it somehow. I don't know how Nathaniel does it, but he calls it baby and handsome man. and they go out on dates. You know, they even have a special song. You know, like my brain is exploding. I do not understand how. I don't get it. How do they get sexual? I don't get it, but they do. He likes to rub up against it and kiss it, and he even gets under it sometimes. Like, I'm not sure what happens, but it cannot be safe to stick your man bits into the hot, dirty undercarriage of a car. It can't be safe. Oh, my God. He calls it making love. Oh, good God. I mean, this man is in love with his car. Does nobody understand how weird this is? He has a picture of it on his desktop computer while he's at work because he can't bear not to be able to look at it. No one else is allowed to drive it, which I guess I wouldn't want anyone else inside of my partner either. I don't know. Man, I just can't get behind that. I can't. Meanwhile, the LGBT community, we're being judged for loving same sex, but this dude can fuck his car? It's just not fair. I must say, it is just not fair at all. The internet is weird. It's not the internet, really. I guess these things wouldn't exist if people weren't into them. People are weird. Okay, so this next fetish is something I just assumed was vanity, but apparently it's a fetish. And I already know that I'm going to fuck up the name of this one, but I'm sure you will enjoy listening to me trying to say it. Here we go. Catopotranophilia. I got it. Catotronophilia. Catotronophilia. I tried to say it fast and I didn't say it. Anyway, I did the best I could. I even tried to sound it out again. Do you guys remember Hooked on Phonics? Good times. I could use it right now. Okay, so for those of you, the word that I was trying to say earlier, it's a fetish for people who like to do it in front of mirrors. Yeah, they got a fetish for mirrors. Like, they like masturbating in front of their own reflections or having sex in front of mirrors. I gotta say, I'm not secure enough to walk past a mirror while I'm fully clothed, let alone masturbating in front of one or having sex in front of one. why would I want to see this fat ass twice? No. This has to be one of those fetishes that men like. I don't know. Like it just seems like something a guy would do. I don't know. Pretty much all sexual acts have to happen in front of a mirror. I like sex in the dark and a sandwich after. That's as kinky as I get. Turn the lights off. When we're done, we'll have a grilled cheese. Like this is why I'm single. I'm beginning to understand. Huh. Okay, so this next one is, it's a little creepy and, in my opinion, completely disgusting. So who's ready to hear about this one? Okay. You know that sexy feeling you get when a roach crawls across your foot? No? Okay, well, honestly, me neither. I actually kind of freak out when things like that happen. I don't like bugs touching me. But there are people who find that feeling sexy, and it's called, and here we go, formicophobia. Wait, no, philia. Take out the phobia. Formicophilia. Well, might as well be a phobia because I don't do bugs. This is a sexual interest in being crawled on or nibbled on by insects or other small creatures. Yeah, formicophobia. Damn, I keep saying phobia because it's bugs and I don't like bugs. Philia. Formicophilia. All right, sorry. I just don't get it. All right, so people who are into this are sometimes also into letting insects crawl around on their genitals. They're, They enjoy having bugs crawl around on their bathing suit parts. Look, I'm sorry, but there is just no way in hell I'm going to make a conscious, sober decision to let bugs crawl on my body. I freak out when my hair grazes my ear. There's no fucking way. Okay? Ugh. But this fetish gets a little more, well, disgusting. Sometimes people will even allow the bugs to enter their orifices until they reach their peak of sexual arousal. So, yeah, until they climax. And, oh, God, I cannot. Oh, they let these animals... When I was looking for some photos for this particular fetish for the Instagram, I came across a photograph. It's one of like the first 20 photos right there, like on the first page. It's bees coming out of this dude's penis pee hole. I don't have a dick, but if I did, no, it doesn't even matter. I don't have a dick, and I'm still cringy about that. Oh, good God. I saw a spider while I was showering once, and I almost died. So it's kind of weird to me that there are people who would pick that bitch up and let it crawl across their titties until they bust one. No, this is just too much for me. I cannot, and I will not. Good God. Oh, God. I really feel like I should explain. For the Instagram photo for the people who like to do it with bugs or whatever, I did not choose the bee penis pick. Okay, I chose something else. The other one probably would have gotten reported, so I didn't use that one. Just don't freak out. You can look at it. Okay, because that definitely would have gotten reported. In doing research for this podcast episode, I came across dozens of fetishes that I didn't know existed. You know, there are people who get turned on by tickling other people. And that's called, here we go, titillania. Titillania. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I like the way it sounds because titties is in it. Like, it's T-I-T-I. Technically, it's titty. Okay, so, look it up. I don't know. So, my buddy and a host of Conversations with Gory Summers podcast told me that there was a weird fetish where people like to lick eyeballs. Like, that's a fucking thing. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't even look into that because, first of all, I don't like things being near my eye. Back when I had contacts, it was a battle putting them bitches in. So I sure as fuck am not going to let someone put their dirty mouth hole over my eye. That's not happening. I already wear glasses. My vision is already compromised. I don't need your bacteria-filled spit tongue fucking flicking my eye like it's a clit. No. I don't know that's what they do it, but that's my assumption. Like, my eye hurts. Okay, sorry. Thanks, Gory. Thanks for that. thanks. I actually was having a conversation with another friend of mine about doing this podcast. And he mentioned that there are people who are interested in being impregnated by aliens. Yep. I had no idea this was a thing, but it is. There's even a guy who makes vibrators and or dildos that emulate that feeling. Like, apparently, okay, it's like a, think of a regular strap-on or dildo or vibrator, whatever. Okay. Now there's like a hole in the center of it that's large enough to fit, I don't know, two or three fingers and all the way through. Okay. And they put, like, from what I understand, like a sugar water pellets or some sort of weird gelatinous something. And it's something that doesn't harm you. And you just kind of keep putting them in there or whatever. And, it's as if an alien is putting its eggs inside you. I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly. It's weird. You can Google it yourself. I'm not making this up. Google it. But if you do, erase your search history on your internet after, you know, because it's going to bring up some strange discussions if somebody finds out that you were looking that shit up. Okay. But this discussion that I had with my friend EJ is exactly why I decided to use this topic for this episode. So thanks, friends. Thanks. Another fetish I came across is called coprophilia. Warning, if you're currently eating, which I wouldn't understand why you would be eating food at this moment, but put your food down for a second because this might curb your appetite just a bit. You've been warned. This fetish is when people are aroused by feces, kind of like urophilia, when people are aroused by peeing. You know, the whole golden shower thing. I think that might be R. Kelly's thing. So he might be a urophilia. I don't know. But coprophilia, people who are aroused by feces, and by feces I mean shit, poop, turds, caca. Okay, I think you get the picture. With this particular fetish, oh, I'm so, ugh, so gross. They get sexually turned on if, when they come into contact with feces, whether they're smelling it or feeling it or smearing it all over their faces or tasting it in a sexual way. I do not understand. I honestly don't know, I didn't know that there was a sexual way to eat shit. Oh my God. Once again, I bring up two girls in one cup and I'm starting to realize that video may have been real after all. Oh God, I feel so sick to my stomach right now. And there is an interesting fact. It's also known as scatophilia. God, my eyes are watering. I really feel like I'm going to throw up. Oh my God. I have one more paragraph. I have to get through this. So as I was doing the research, I don't know if you guys can hear the change in my voice, but I'm trying not to throw up. Amber, get through this last paragraph. Ah. I was doing some research about this specific fetish, and I was on Wikipedia, and as I scroll down, I came across something in bold letters, and it read, Cleveland Steamer. No, I am aware that some of you may be a little on the freaky side and you already know what the fuck that is, but I didn't know until I read it, but a Cleveland Steamer is when someone defecates on your chest. Oh God, I've got to take a second. That is not sanitary. I'll be right back. Ugh. Okay. I legit felt like I was going to throw up. I didn't, but that was, that's some nasty shit. nasty shit. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? So this next one is odd as well to me. This one is definitely one that I did not know existed. And they call themselves Lunars. This is a group of people who are sexually attracted to balloons. Now, apparently, there are two different types of Lunars. Those who like to pop and those who don't. Some get pleasure from hearing the popping sound, while there are some who can get extremely anxious and sad when the balloons pop or at the thought of them popping. It just makes them super sad. Now, some Lunars enjoy blowing the balloons up, sitting and or lying on them, or laying on them, whatever one is grammatically correct. Balloons usually have, the shape of sexual organs when you think about it, like breasts or penises. I don't know why I said it like that. So I'm assuming that that plays a role in this particular fetish. Now, there was this guy on that TLC show that we were talking about earlier, Strange Addictions, and he shared that when he was a kid in the hospital, his mom brought him a balloon and I think it was like 4 years old, and it popped. And it scared the shit out of him, and he started crying and stuff. And so then, from what I understand, he was trying to, as he was getting older, he was trying to cure his fear. So he would just start popping them all the time so it wouldn't scare him anymore. And then he started, you know, blowing up balloons just to pop them. And as he got older, somewhere along the lines, it got sexual. Don't know how, but it did. And while I was doing the research, I remember reading somewhere that fear and excitement are super close together. They're very closely knit. So I guess logically that makes sense, I guess. It's just odd to me. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to burst your balloon, but see what I did there? Yeah, maybe I just, yeah, okay, whatever. I thought it was funny for a second. Then I, you know those things where you think something is funny and then you say it out loud and then you realize you were incorrect as fuck? Yeah, looks like I just burst my own bubble. Okay, I'm gonna let it go. Okay. So I got a few more here that I want to share with you guys. But let me just start off by saying, if you're into any of these fetishes and you were able to find someone special in your life who shares this with you or is willing to try it, marry them, because a lot of people are not going to understand that shit. So just don't be picky. Just get what you can get. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, marry them. All right, so let's talk about a few more strange fetishes before we end this episode. Nasolingus. This is the fetish where people get turned on by sucking someone's nose. Yeah, sucking on someone else's nose. I shit you not. There are humans in this world that like to suck on noses. I can't get on board with that, but, you know, to each its own. Here's another one. Trichophilia. I think I said that right. This is another interesting one. Trichophilia people, they are aroused by simply staring at someone else's hair. I mean, I like a bad bitch with good hair like anybody else does, but the hair alone will not be the reason my faucet is turned on. And that, again, that sounded better in my head. Okay. You know, because girls get wet. Okay, okay. Just in case you weren't getting it. Okay. So you... Sexy stuff. Sex stuff. Okay. You ever get turned on by someone because they're cold? If the sight of someone shivering or you yourself being cold gets you excited, then you may have psychrophilia. They like to watch others freeze or can't get it on without the air conditioning being on. I don't know. But from what I understand, in the winter, they do enjoy outdoor sex. That's what I'm assuming there. But it seems that this could lead to necrophilia if you're not careful. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you who aren't aware, necrophilia is people who like to do it with dead bodies. Yeah. Yeah, super glad that this episode's over. That one made my stomach turn a little bit. Like, that's why I took that deep breath. I was like, Amber, don't throw up. Don't throw up on the podcast. Don't do that. Don't do that. Nope, don't do that. But there are people who have very strange addictions. Well, that too. But sexual fetishes that I just can't get on board. The one where people poo on each other, that one's a no-no. The insects, hell no. The balloon thing, I mean, it's not my thing, but it's not as weird as all the other ones. So I don't know, dude. Let's go ahead and let's go into the outro. I don't want to do this anymore. Shit.
Hello, check out our podcast Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Every episode we review a beer. talk about games we play.
And recommend a podcast or something else.
I'm Willie. I'm not your normal beer snob. I've been to more than 150 different breweries, but I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger, and I am in the first Guinness World Record Book video game edition on the Tetris page.
I'm Simon, and I can usually kick their butt in most video games.
We drink while we record.
Fuck yes, we do.
Find us wherever you find podcasts, and enjoy.
Well, if there is anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's people can be turned on by absolutely anything. Like, anything. Professionally silly life rules, guys. Okay? So, I'm thinking maybe my old fat ass won't be single much longer. I don't know. So, if you like stretch marks with a personality, I'm up for grabs, if that's your thing. I don't know. But there are many, 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 many more fetishes out there, guys. I'm told hundreds, hell, maybe even thousands, if you get more specific with what people are into. It's crazy. But I can't help but wonder if people with these fetishes think it's weird that there are people out there that have sex with other people who are age appropriate and just have normal sex that don't include inanimate objects or balloons or bodily fluids. Well, you know, besides the normal ones. Okay, so this episode was weird as fuck and also random as hell. So, yeah, shout out to my buddy EJ for giving me this idea for this this episode. I'm pretty sure he had no idea this is going to happen when we were talking about that. this is what happens when you smoke weed with your friends. Strange conversations occur. Shout out to Gory Summers. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out Conversations with Gory Summers podcast. Awesome podcast. I'm going to go ahead and shout out also to Wikipedia, ThoughtsCatalog.com, Thrillist.com, and the TV show My Strange Addiction. That's where I got the info for this odd episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're new, I hope that you return. Even if this was your first experience with me, I'm sorry if this was your first experience with me. I cannot apologize enough. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for risking your sanity once again and coming back. Do me a favor and share this podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, everyone you can. Help a sister get her podcast out there to people who don't know that I'm here yet. And if you're looking to support a Black creator, I'm right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm right here. Also, I want to do a shout out to one of my favorite true crime podcasts. I want to shout out State of Crime. Elena and Kayla, they are fucking awesome. They're hilarious. I love their true crime podcast and how they really, really get into the stories that they're telling. Elena actually used to be Kaylin's high school teacher, and now they discuss murder together. So this is great. By the way, Kaylin, I'm with you. Cut them off. Cut them off. She'll know what I mean. So if you're looking for another awesome true crime podcast, these ladies should definitely be your next stop. Also, guys, don't forget, if you have any stories that you want to share on this podcast, be sure to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can be about literally whatever you want, okay? Email me. I want them because I do cover a lot of topics here, so there is always room for your awesomeness and your stories. And you can be anonymous if you like. Just make sure that you let me know in your email. Don't forget that you can follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly. I do have pictures for this episode on IG, so good luck with that. Enjoy it. If you'd enjoy this episode or any other episode and you would like to leave me a review, you can do so by going to Apple Podcasts, or you can let me know on the It's Pro Silly Twitter account. That's cool too. Oh, guys, also, I have a P.O. box for now. it's you know, you can snail mail me if you want to. P.O. box 29892, you know what I'm saying? Los Angeles, California, 929. So P.O. Box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 929. So I said for now because I have been contemplating about moving back to Atlanta with my family, and I want to do that. But, you know, the COVID has kind of slowed down just the idea of moving back. It's definitely slowed it down. Because I don't want to go home and then kill my parents. And when I say that, I mean give them COVID-19. Now, I don't have it. I'm negative, you know what I'm saying? But I could be a carrier, and my parents are older, so I don't want to go home and murder them. So I'm gonna wait till this thing kind of dies down a bit and see where this goes. But Atlanta, I miss you so much. I miss seeing black people, and I miss seeing different kinds of food besides Mexican, Korean, and Thai. And all the weird fusion foods they have here. The only thing that's great about Los Angeles is that weed is legal. But I do like that. You really have to pick your battles. So that's my plan, hopefully, eventually. Anyway, check out the show notes. Let's get back to the outro. Check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and two YouTube channels. One's called Professionally Silly, and another one I just started recently is called Paranormal Blacktivity, where I go ahead and I do paranormal investigations at haunted-ass locations. So, yep! Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. I thought I'd sign off kind of sexy. I mean, we did talk about sex fetishes, so I thought maybe I'd practice my phone sex voice, see if they're hiring. Okay. Feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly podcast that you've heard through the Anchor app, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. Well, until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. And one of them is currently trying to be re-elected into office. So do me a favor, get out and vote. Please, for the love of God, vote. Thanks for listening.